Eddie, tell me a little bit about your background.
Well, my background has been really many, many years working in energy. I prefer not to tell how many years, but it's a long time. Started out looking at recovery processes from oil sands, doing research on separations and separation technology as it related to oil and water, looking at reservoir systems, looking at colloidal properties of materials. So a varied background in looking at energy systems. And about the time that I joined the Alberta Energy Research Institute as the executive director, I started looking at the energy system in Alberta and how you actually start to make a big difference in looking at how the energy system works. And so that's the whole idea of the integrated energy economy that we came up with.
What do you think is the legacy of the Alberta Energy Research Institute?
Yeah, so let me even go back to the legacy of the Alberta Oil Sands Technology and Research Authority. So I coined the term technology oil to describe that legacy because it was through the innovation climate that the Alberta Oil Sands Technology and Research Authority created that it was possible to be able to extract the resources that we do today through technologies such as the steam-assisted gravity drainage and a few other technologies that came about. And why the word technology oil? Because it was the oil that technology made possible. That was what I would call the Austra generational period. The last 10 years, the Alberta Energy Research Institute, I coined the term to describe that period as the integrated energy economy, when we started to look at the energy sector as a whole, and not just oil and gas or coal or power or petrochemicals, but an integrated entity. And when you started to do that, it allowed you to think of the waste product of one part of the industry that became the feedstock of another part of the industry. And you started to understand better how to maximize the value in the value chain and at the same time to improve environmental performance. So the integrated energy industry kind of describes that period.
You've now become the head of this new organization, Alberta Innovates Energy and Environment Solutions. So you have this evolution. What level are you at now? If you've moved from one to another, where are we at now?
Well, that's another era, and thank you for asking that question. The mandate is to provide a greater balance between energy and environment, and it also brings in the Alberta Water Research Institute, which has become part of Energy and Environment Solutions. The real vision is to get to in front of the curve and to essentially create an Alberta or position Alberta for the future in which the fuels and the electricity, the energy we produce, has as low a carbon footprint as possible. So I've termed that the clean energy, low carbon intensity energy, and at the same time, a clean water economy, so that our water system is also fairly clean. So if you count this as being decreasing the carbon and water footprint, that'd be about where we're trying to position Alberta into the future.
Well, are you looking at all aspects of water or just the relationship of water and how it's used in, say, petroleum and oil sands production? Yeah.
So I should say the former ARRI, the Alberta Energy Research Institute, looked only at water as it related to the energy industry. And our main focus was on tailings because that's a huge issue for the province. And if we're going to improve our reputation and our performance in the environmental aspects, then tailings is going to be a big component of that. By the addition of the Alberta Water Research Institute, they have been looking at water quality, both domestically in municipalities, very broadly, and water use in general. So by coming together, we now are looking at the entire aspects of water in the environment, if you like, from the tailings in the oil sands to the drinking water in everybody's home is the mandate.
How are you going to accomplish it then?
Our strategy is pretty simple. We do look at what technologies are out there. We've got a technology focus, and we look at what technologies are out there that try to accomplish the goals that we set. But we also look at public policy and how that can be informed as to how to try to mitigate some of the water use that is occurring. And in this case, it would be the fresh water use. So how can we use more brackish water? How can we reduce the water use? And so in all our programs, we do look at competitively where we are and how we can adapt some of the technologies that are out there.
Well, with the new organization, what are you going to focus on in terms of research?
So we're essentially broadly focusing on energy technologies, environmental technologies, and renewable and emerging resources. These are three divisions. They are in some ways working hand in hand with each other, but we have three divisions. And out of those three areas come a number of programs that we're carrying forward. Some of them we've inherited from the old Alberta Energy Research Institute, such as looking at, we talked about water, but looking at CO2, looking at renewables. Now we're putting a lot more emphasis on renewables, but also on unconventional gas, on bitumen, both recovery and processing of hydrocarbons.
When you look down the road, say 20 years from now, what is it that you're looking at that you're hoping to really bring forward in terms of new technology through the research that you're going to be funding?
We've set some really, I would say, targeted goals that we think the province need to achieve to become an energy supplier of high-quality energy, but also low-carbon footprint, low-water use footprint, in other words, a clean energy future. And so what we're trying to do in the research that we are supporting is to make sure that that research and the initiatives we undertake is going to meet those kinds of targets as we move forward. So it's not an easy thing to do, but we feel we have the competency within the staff to make sure that we are actually looking around the world to see what we could competitively bring to Alberta and adapt to our needs.
What do you see as being the challenges then?
Well, we have huge challenges. We have complex resources in this province that require tender, loving care. They require research and technology to make them viable, both from an economic perspective, but also from an environmental perspective. So the more complex your resources, the more challenges you have. And we have huge challenges in water use, in freshwater use. We have huge challenges in carbon emissions that come with that. We have challenges in energy use as well. So we use a lot of energy to produce energy. So what can we do to decrease the amount of energy? So much of our programs are focused on that. And there are some good examples of projects that we have supported that actually are doing a good job of actually reducing the environmental footprint in terms of carbon emissions, but at the same time also reducing natural gas use and water use.
In terms of the programs that you've set out, how are we actually going to get there to achieve what it is that you feel you need to do in order to actualize the mandate?
Well, that's a good question, and I can answer it on a technical level, but I also want to say that we really need to provide the leadership for the province, and I would say we have to be persistent in providing that leadership, because the province needs to be positioned much better in the future in terms of the kind of products it produces and exports and the economic activities that it undertakes, because they need to be environmentally and socially acceptable. And so I think it's providing that leadership that's going to be critical. At the same time, we work very closely with industry and to reduce the risk of new technology, of adopting new technology. And I think critical to all of this is going to be the right initiatives that are going to take us there.
Thank you very much, Eddie.
Thank you.